Hello, everyone, and welcome inside for the final edition of the Film Room series with myself and Greg Cosell. I'm Fran Duffy, and we're going to continue breaking down this draft class, Greg, in our final edition of the Film Room with probably the number one position on Eagles fans' minds, the cornerback spot. And let's start here with this first question. What does Jim Schwartz look for in a corner based off what you've seen of him in film study?
If you go back a year ago, okay?
The Eagles play both man and zone, and it was pretty much split. So, for instance, when they play with two high safeties, they play predominant zone coverage. When they play with a single high safety, they play almost all man coverage percentage-wise. So you're looking at a defense, a Jim Schwartz defense, where you have to be able to play man quite a bit, and you have to be able to play zone quite a bit. There's not a foundational coverage that they play 70-80% of the time.
So with that in mind, we get into this cornerback class, which is just loaded with names. And it seems like this year, more so than other years, there are some really talented duos, and you look around the country.
Just before we get into that, I think the other thing that I've really noticed on film, and I don't know if you've noticed it, there's a lot more press in college now.
Yeah, and you see that with a lot of these bigger corners that we've seen coming out. And you look at that duo out in Washington, and we'll start there. You look at Sidney Jones, who obviously had the injury, ruptured his Achilles at his pro day, and Kevin King, who is an outstanding player in his own right. What do you see from those two players?
I feel so badly for Sidney Jones because the nature of that injury is such you have no idea. That's just a bad injury for a corner. Again, if I had to do a draft board, he might be my number one corner. I really liked Sidney Jones. But having said that, I found Kevin King to be fascinating. 6'3", he moved really well. He's not one of those just big guys like you think of big guys that, hey, they live on the corner just because they're big. I thought he was pretty fluid, and I really liked Kevin King.
So then let's go to Ohio State, another talented duo, Marshawn Lattimore and Garyon Conley, who, it's interesting, they have very similar skill sets, but kind of conflicting in some ways, too, because you look at Conley, a little bit better play recognition. I love some of the tape study plays that he made throughout his career were very impressive, whereas Lattimore probably has more athletic upside, but you like both players.
Yeah, I do, and I probably,
maybe I'm in the minority. I like Lattimore. I wasn't gushing based on tape study. I thought Conley is actually a more interesting projection for this reason. He can play in the slot really effectively. Lattimore did not play in the slot. Conley played both sides. Lattimore pretty much played one side. I think Conley gives you far more versatility. I think to the interception he made against Mike Williams in the playoff game in college football this year, where he was in the slot. And to me, Conley, I just think he gives you more. And the Eagles, right now, I don't know who lines up in the slot for the Philadelphia Eagles, but Conley, I really like him as sort of a player that fits today's NFL with the amount of sub-package that teams play.
Yeah, one last duo we'll hit on, the two Florida corners. Quincy Wilson, Jalen Tabor, both players not known for their speed, and they haven't tested all that well throughout the pre-draft process. What did you see from them on film?
We're going to disagree on this, I think, based on previous conversation, but I liked Wilson more than Tabor on tape.
I like Tabor a little bit more.
And that's okay.
Yep.
But I really liked Wilson, and I thought he was big, physical. I thought he actually did a pretty good job. And again, now you have to try to transition to the league. But I thought he did a pretty good job in press of being able to do, you know, what we call, you know, match and mirror press coverage, where he could match right at the line and then stay with the receiver throughout the route. Because that's the concern with him because of so-called time speed. I thought he did a good job with that. And he's a big physical kid. So I liked him. But, you know, again, I think when you talk about zone corners, now you get into a whole bunch of things that guys have to be taught. And all these guys are going to have to be taught that because the route concepts are so much more sophisticated and detailed in the NFL than they are in college football.
Let's stay in the SEC for maybe my favorite corner in the draft. And I know he's not probably going to be the first one off the board. I love Tre'Davious White from LSU.
And
he's another guy who's played inside. He's played outside. He's a four-year starter down in the Bayou. What do you like at Tre'Davious White?
He's a great mirror and match corner. I mean, he's obviously maybe a little smaller than you like. So the question is, does he play on the outside? And that becomes, again, team and coach specific. Some guys might see a 184-pound corner and think he can't play on the outside in the NFL. I mean, we've seen, look, Jason Verrett came out of TCU a number of years ago, and he's an outside corner. I don't know if White's quite that guy, but I really like White. He's a master at that. Another guy who's similar to him, and I don't know if you're going to, you probably weren't going to mention his name, but I think the Wisconsin kid, who's even smaller, is similar to White in the way in which he plays.
Interesting. So Sojourn Shelton,
yes.
Interesting. Very interesting. So Desmond King, another guy, same conference as Shelton from the Big Ten, undersized. A lot of people say, oh, is he a slot corner? Is he a safety? How do you view Desmond King?
Corner.
I think he is too.
And I think he's really good with zone coverage. I think he has a great feel for route concepts, pattern recognition, how to see all that. And don't forget, he played a ton in the slot when they played man.
Yep.
So he has a lot of experience playing man-to-man in the slot. In fact, I went back and looked at all of his interceptions. A good number of them came when he played man-to-man in the slot.
So when you look at some of these other corners that can play man coverage, Cordray Tankersley from Clemson, they put a ton of press man down there. What do you think of Cordray Tankersley?
Yeah, and he's going to need to be taught a lot. Great physical tools,
yes.
A lot to work with. Very, very handsy, which they allow in college way more than they do in the NFL. The question is, how can you get that out of him? Because if he starts touching and grabbing receivers beyond 5 yards in the NFL, they look for that.
I think so,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then one last player, Rasul Douglas from West Virginia, a one-year starter there.
Yeah.
What have you seen from Douglas?
Another guy with a lot of tools that you'd probably like to mold. Long, athletic, can run a little bit. I'm not sure if he's a plug-and-play guy, but I think there's a lot to like about him as you try to mold him into being a good corner.
So many names, and I'm sure that we probably left a couple more that we should
have mentioned
go in the top 50 of this draft. But for more on this draft class, stay tuned for more on Eagles Draft Central starting tomorrow night and taking us all the way through the end of draft weekend right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.